Welcome to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Do you know what your superpowers are? Are you divinely guided to help yourself and others on your path? Tune in now as Lisa helps you learn to work with your own guardians, guides, and spirit team, bringing a little bit of humor to your journey and giving you a sense of peace, guidance, and inspiration from the other side. Your delivery is in. Here's your host, Lisa Ann.
Welcome to my show, Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. My name's Lisa Ann, and I just want to say thank you for joining us and welcome. I am a psychic intuitive medium, and I've been doing this for a little while here, and I have come up with some really fun shows that we're going to get together with and have an insightful way of and lighthearted way to make this fun that are going to deal with the metaphysical and spiritual realms. I hope to inspire and encourage you to dig deeper and want to know more. There's a lot of interesting topics, like I said, that we're going to be covering, and I hope that you can continue to join me every first and third Thursday of the month. If you are interested in reaching out to me for a reading, feel free to contact me at angelmessagestoyou.com, and that's angelmessages2u.com. So I'm so excited. Today's show, we're going to be talking about signs, serendipities, and spirit. And I'm going to try to help you create a language to speak to your angels, spirits, and loved ones. They want to talk to you. And I'm going to just help maybe guide you to give you some thoughts and ideas to create a language of your own that will be fun and engaging for you, but also for them. But before we get started, one thing I'm going to do is at the beginning of every show, I am going to pull an oracle card and deliver a message. This message is timeless, so when you hear it, it's meant for you to hear it. It may not resonate with you, but that's okay. It is going to resonate for somebody. So I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the cards and just pick a card here. So the card that I'm getting, and I don't know if you can see it at all, this is from the deck, the Ciro Marchetti. And basically, this card reflects that you're going with the flow right now, but there's going to be a point where you're going to have to stand out on your own, and you're going to have to take flight, and the birds are all going to be flying, but you don't have feathers, so you're going to need to actually take off in your own direction. It's okay to keep going with the flow right now, but you are eventually going to need to step forward and take matters into your own hands and do your own thing. So, anyway, that's the message for today. So I'm going to do this at the beginning of every show. So we may have different decks and we'll see where it goes from there. But today's show, I'm so excited. Again, we're going to be talking about signs, serendipities, and spirit messages. So let's get started. So once upon a time, I know most of us have all done it. And depending on what age you are, we either had notes that we passed along to people. We made footballs out of them. And we also had what we call Pig Latin. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It goes way back. So I'm not going to age myself here. But Pig Latin was the way that we could talk in front of teachers and adults, that you could say something and nobody would know what you were saying. So just to kind of give you the 10-cent idea of how that worked, you would actually take the first letter off of a word, add it to the end, and then add an A-Y. So for example, if you wanted to say chicken soup, you would say hick and say oopsay. So people were really good at it. They could just do blah, 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 and they go, all you would hear is A at the end, and parents wouldn't be none the wiser. So it was always fun. But other than that, it was always like, you know, football notes, etc. But now we've got different technology. So we're inundated with other ways to communicate. It resonated from the pagers to text messaging, emojis. I'm sure that you all are quite aware of languages that are created just with the pictures. That's kind of what we're going to work on today, but we're going to work on something together to help you get those signs out to your angels that'll help you ask questions, get answers. It'll be guidance. Now, I do want to stress, you can't know everything. There are things that you will not get answers to, and it's meant for you to go through that experience. So don't take that you didn't get the answer that you wanted, or take that you didn't get a answer at all as the fact that they're not talking to you. There are experiences that you're meant to go through. They're not always fun. They are sometimes really fun, but sometimes they aren't. So you just have to kind of take it with a grain of salt, but just know that nobody's ignoring you. So what are the obvious things that we overlook every day that we're aware of, but we're probably looking through? There's animals, objects, graphics, your feelings, goosebumps. Has anybody ever gotten goosebumps for no reason? Emails, missed calls, flashing lights. And then we also have the obvious, the rainbows, butterflies, unicorns, and pennies and more. So what I'm going to do today and what this segment is going to be about is to help give you some ideas to create your own personal language. It could be letters, numbers, items, your favorite object. So, well, there was this one story that I had, and just as an example, I knew that I was in a very distraught place at one point, and I looked on my computer, and the advertisement, we all know, if you say beach balls in front of Siri or Alexa, suddenly your whole screen, every computer, every phone is all inundated with beach balls. And I happened to be directed to look at an advertisement that had shown up on my computer screen, and it was for a honey company, and it said, "We got you, honey." Those words meant so much to me because I was having a difficult time at that point. And I knew that that message was meant for me because it was my angels telling me, "We've got you. Don't worry about it. Everything is going to be okay." And I knew that it was from my aunt, but that's because I had created the language. So that's where I want you to start being aware. When you know that your angels and your loved ones are around you, they're here to help you. And oh my gosh, they want to talk to you, and you don't need a medium to get some of those pressing questions answered, but you have to agree on a language. So that's what we're going to work on today. So first thing that we want to talk about is who's talking to you. Well, you've got loved ones, you've got your spirit guides, and you've got angels that are in charge of helping you with some of the day-to-day things. So the question is, who's answering you? Well, that's where you create the language, and then you come up with some signs, and then they in turn can help you to go ahead and get the answer. So we're going to talk about what some of those questions could be, how to phrase the right question and get the right answer. So we're also going to be going over if it's not them who is talking to you. And we want to know because you're getting answers, but who's saying them? So we're going to define different answers for different questions. But does anybody remember the magic eight ball? So you would take this ball and shake it up. There's this little cube inside, and it would give you the answer. Well, this is kind of the same concept. Very, very simple, easy questions that you can ask. And there's a third question that we're going to go over that I think a lot of people miss that would be really, really helpful for you. But what questions are good questions? What are better questions? If you get a no, now what? What do you do? What's the next step? What is a reasonable amount of time for an answer? Just as an example, a cruise ship and airplanes, if you say, no, go right, they can't make an immediate right turn. It takes them a little bit of time to move into that direction. Not that angels can't move things at an instant. We all know that they absolutely can. But one of the things that we want to try to understand is that there are a lot of moving parts, and they need to maneuver you to make sure that you are going to see the answers. So whether that means directing you to go down to a different street you've never been down before to see the answer to your question on a street sign, or to get you to engage with somebody else who might actually offer some of that information. That's that information stuff that we want to talk about. So anyway, the other thing, so we're going to talk about deadlines, how to create those deadlines, what is a reasonable amount of deadline that you can actually create. What's reasonable, I should say, is, don't say you've got 5 minutes. And also writing how to keep a list of what did you ask, who did you ask, et cetera. And of course, your pleases and thank yous. I know it sounds crazy, but it's amazing gratitude, it just gets you so far along. So anyway, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into some of the specifics of the language. And for starters, we're going to work on some numbers and other combinations. And we're going to give you some examples. But you are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And I'm your host, Lisa Ann.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm, TheAngelLady.net.
Choose the new earth on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I'm your host, Lisa Ann, and today we are talking about signs, serendipity, and spirit. So one of the things I just want to let you know that if you are interested in talking with me further, you can reach me at my website, angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages2u.com. I'd love to hear from you. So let's get back to our talking about signs, serendipities, and spirit. So we've talked about there's a lot of different things that we can do to talk and create signs, but let's talk about some of the basics. So you've always got those rainbows, butterflies, unicorns, and coins. Those are easy. They can't always be in our path, but if you're looking for something a little bit unique, because you want to start asking some questions. So let's start with some of the basics. Let's talk about numbers. Now, numbers are in our everyday life. We see them on license plates. We see them on billboards. We see them on text messages, phone calls, commercials, books, pages of books. They're everywhere. So that would be the easiest thing to do, is to create some numbers. But instead of it just being a number, my goal for me, and this is just mine, is to use at least three or more numbers of the same number in a row. So you can create your own language, but let me just explain what mine is. So for example, if I see 111 or more than one at a time, to me, those are ascended masters and my big angels, those are the big guns, and they're around me. And if I start seeing them, I know that they're there. And that's just their way of knowing. 777, that belongs to, and I actually put that to my spirit guide. His name is Jean-Paul Claudet, but we'll talk about him at a different time. Number 888, to me, that tells me resources, they're on the way. Now, resources, I have been looking for Ed McMahon, and he still has not shown up at my door. If you see him, point him to my direction. But really, what I am wanting is, from that, is resources. Is that a friendships reaching out? Is that those extra things that I needed for a project are going to show up? That's them saying, hold on, they're on the way. And I am very grateful about that. 333 or any combination of those threes, that to me are my runner angels. Now, again, I'm getting ready to go someplace and I really want a close parking spot. So I will know that my runner angels are there, and I ask them and say please and thank you, but just say, can you guys please get me a better parking spot someplace close so that I'm safe? And more times than not, there's that one spot that way that is just opened up for me. So my nemesis numbers, 555 to me are changes coming. I don't always like changes. I am the person that loves to give surprises. I don't necessarily like to receive them. I'm working on it. But anyway, when I start seeing 555 a lot, I know that there's some changes coming. And it's almost like the faster they start showing up, the sooner it's going to happen. So I asked my angels at one point to say, I don't really want to be, you know, something to drop into my lap. Can you just warn me? So now they make sure I see. They will literally wake me up at the time when it's 5:55 in the morning, 5:55 at night. They will show me license plates numbers. They will show me books, commercials, phone numbers, everything. I know what that means. Change is coming. Another one, though, is 222. 222 to me, say that five times fast, is go with the flow. You know, you could be a fish swimming upstream, or you can just go with the current and just drift dive. And I'm a scuba diver, so I love to drift dive. And you just sit in the water flow and it just takes you wherever you're supposed to go. So that is spirit saying, just chill out, just go with it. I know you may or may not like it, just go with it. It's meant to be, it'll be okay. So the other one, that's that big number, 666. Now, I gave that my message of pay attention to your thoughts. It doesn't mean bad, but it does mean you might not be thinking what you should be thinking. What you think about, you bring about. So in creating that number, I know for me, 666 means to, you need to start paying attention to what you're thinking about, because you may be going down the rabbit hole. I don't want to do that. So what about other number combinations? You've got 1 through 10, easy, create it. Look at Google, look at books on numbers, see if it resonates with you. If it doesn't, it's okay. It's your language. You don't have to explain it to anybody. But what about number combinations? So long ago, I kept saying suddenly 1125, 1125, at the time, 1125. It didn't matter where I go, I saw 1125. And I'm like, why does this number keep showing up? And it didn't matter why. I had no idea. It wasn't like I was evoking it. And then suddenly I realized it was my great aunt. Her birthday is 1125. And then it suddenly made sense. And I finally just said, oh my gosh, that is my aunt's birthday. And suddenly when I finally got it, she started making the light above my stove start flickering on and off. It was like she was clapping, going, yay, she finally got it. I didn't say I was a fast learner sometimes. It took me some time to get this stuff down. But another number that was a nemesis to me and I had to come up with and figure out what did this number mean was 911. Now, 911 kept repeatedly showing up, and it didn't matter where I was. Literally, it kept showing up over and over and over again. And here in the United States, 911 means it's an emergency. Pay attention, get going. Well, 911 was scaring me. I had left the state for my grandmother's funeral, and I just was like, what is this emergency? It was really almost giving me heart palpitations. So I went to a spiritual advisor that I personally had, and she looked at me and she said, why do you say that it's a bad thing? And I said, I don't know. That's what it means, right? And she goes, no. She goes, what's going on with you when you see this number? So I started actually stopping and thinking about some of these things. What was going on? And I realized that what that number meant, based on what was consistently going on in my life, was I needed to be the example. I needed to be the front runner at the moment. I needed to be that person that people looked up to at the moment, whatever the circumstances were. So when I see that 911 now, again, that's just a reminder to me. I absolutely need to just continue to be the example. So now that we've got a little bit of a number language going on, what happens if you start seeing combinations of things? So again, that's when you have to stop and say, okay, but again, I don't need to think about this anymore because I've gotten this stuff down pat. And that's what I want you to actually work on as well. So if I'm out and about and I start seeing number combinations, I'm out and on the same drive, I see 555-222 and 1125. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so what did that mean to me? It means changes are coming, go with the flow. And if I see 1125 along with those two combinations, my aunt is showing up. She only shows up when she knows I'm going to get maybe a little unnerved by whatever is going to happen. So I do make a point to just breathe a little bit and go, okay, I'm aware, it's all good. So you can use those things as well. But what about those other interesting combinations? My suggestion to you is to basically pay attention to the numbers and think about it. Are they an anniversary? Are they a birth date? Is there some significance to that date to you or somebody that may have passed away? It's their way of getting in touch with you. And they'll continue to show it to you over and over again until you figure it out. It's kind of like poking the bear, and you'll eventually figure it out, but it's okay to ask too, is this you or not? So, but it's ultimately what you make of this that matters, and to put your own spin on it. And if it doesn't resonate with you, it's no problem. So there's a lot of other signs that come up that mean something, and you can certainly assign pictures, numbers, songs. They can go with anybody. So just a real quick story. I was sitting in a class with some fellow friends, and I suddenly had a clairaudience moment, and I heard, get a reading. And I'm like looking around going, did I just make this up or what? So then I just spoke in my mind and I just said, if that was you guys wanting me to get a reading from this teacher, say the word pink before I leave the class. So I was sitting there. There was nothing about color at all whatsoever with these students at all. And one of the girls in the classroom was a hairdresser. And suddenly there was a break and we were all sitting there chatting. And some other lady in the class looked at the hairdresser and said, I understand you're a hairdresser. I really love your hair. And the student or the other girl that's the hairdresser picked up a piece of her hair. She goes, well, I've got this pink piece back here. That's what I was going for. No lie. And I was just like, there's your sign. You can't make this stuff up. So I knew that I was supposed to get a reading from this person. I've done other little games like that. I said, if I am supposed to do something, show me a frog. There would be no way where I was at that you could see a frog. But you know what? Out of the blue, there happened to be a frog, one frog, but that was enough. It gave me the messages. So there's also license plate numbers that you could give as a credit to somebody to, you know, if I see this, I know that somebody's there. I know that somebody's thinking about me. So other examples, where could you look to see these things? You're driving around, you know, it's a billboard, it's a random page in a book. Pictures, song lyrics, they mean something. Have you ever smelled something out of the blue, like cigarette smoke, coffee, and it belongs to somebody? Those are the kind of things that we're talking about. Those are those serendipity things. But we've got a few more stories and we're getting ready. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about a lot of other little things. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. But right now you're listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And I'm your host, Lisa Ann. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
How do we authentically express? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer that question. First off, what is authentic expression? This is when we express from our authentic self, our heart, as opposed to our false self, our mind, or our trauma. Why do we want to do this? Because within this space, divine intelligence resides. Divine intelligence is always expressing for the higher good of all involved. The first step is just to take one or a couple of slow, deep breaths. The second step is to drop your awareness into your heart, either with your intention and your focus, or through the energy of gratitude and love. The third step is just to feel. Allow what wants to be expressed from that space and allow that authentic expression through.
Hi, welcome back. You are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I'm your host, Lisa Ann, and we are talking about serendipity, signs, and suggestions. But first, I want to mention that we are actually going to have a giveaway at the end of the show, a 30-minute channeled reading from myself, and we'll be taking a caller at the end for that free reading. So feel free to take your chances. I'd love to help with that. So we're talking about some different things. And again, once the spirits are trying to get your attention, they're going to do things and repeat over and over again. So I was at a meeting and suddenly the same name kept showing up and it was Dorothy D, Dorothy D. And I was like, okay, I have a friend that's passed away. And she kept showing me this name over and over again to the point I walked outside to take a phone call. I looked down and there was actually a brick that said Dorothy on it. I got the message. So I sat down and I started asking some questions because she needed to talk to me, but she made sure I got the message. So when you start seeing something repetitively over and over again, take a few moments and pause and see if you could reflect and find out what is it about that number, that word, that phrase that keeps showing up again. So we are going to actually talk about, you know, so you've got a bunch of signs and you're going to ask some questions. So who's talking? Is it your angels? Is it your guys? Is it a loved one? So guess what? Ask. If this is Uncle Joe, show me a beach ball. If it's not Uncle Joe, show me a white horse. Or show me a rainbow over a mountaintop, a word or a picture. It's always important to try to ask and get things pared down so it's a reasonable answer. If the answer involves getting a paragraph back, it's going to be really hard for them to kind of give you that message. Not impossible. There could be phrases and songs and things that pop up. But what if you said, I really want to do this. Can I or should I? Yes or no. Give yes a specific sign. Give no a specific sign. But let's talk about that for a second. Don't ask for a rose, a red rose, around Valentine's Day, and certainly don't ask for a Christmas tree around Christmas time. You could ask for a Christmas tree around Valentine's Day, or you could ask for a red rose around Christmas. See where that you can't make it up if it shows up. It would be so uncommon. So, but let's talk about one more thing, and a lot of people miss this. Ask another question. So you've put it out there and said, hi, is this Uncle Joe? If it's a yes, give me this. If it's a no, give me that. Well, you don't get either of them. So, okay, so what else? Always come up with that third one. Ask another question. Remember that magic eight ball? It said, ask another question. That's what I want you to do as well. So come up with a yes or no, or a if it's this, show me this. If it's that, show me another sign, or ask another question. It is kind of like a game of telephone. They don't and can't exactly always explain things to you, but if you're on the right track, you might get yes, but ask another question. You might get a no, ask another question. Even if you get that combination, you know you're on the right track. So if you are going to go ahead and create a sign for one direction or another, make sure that you give an opposite so you know that they're answering you. But always make sure you add in, ask another question. So that is the third one. And that could be a standard thing for you. What if there's a yellow bird? What is your yellow bird? You know, ask another question. I want a rainbow over a mountain picture for my one answer. And I would like a peacock for my second answer. But if you want me to ask another question, show me a yellow bird. There it is. So now you've got that. But you want to define what is the proper way to ask a question. They can't give you a paragraph. So try to work the question down to a point where you actually know what you could actually get an answer for. So let's talk about time. How much time do you actually give them? Well, again, they can't move things at an instant. They can under the right circumstances, but you just need to know if you should go out to this new beach on Saturday and you want to know. So I'm going to give you 24 hours. You're going to go ahead and you're going to put it down and say, you know, if it's a good idea for me to go to the beach, can you show me this sign? If it's not okay for me to go to the beach, show me that sign. And you'll know that there's a reason that they probably don't want you to go. And again, ask another question. So there is your third question, but how much time do you give? Well, turn around and actually say, you know, at this point, just go, hey, you know, I'm going to give you 24 hours or so. And I usually say before bedtime in 24 to 48 hours. So you make that deadline, and that allows spirit and your guides to move you around to set things up so that you will see the answer and it will show up. But now you're going to do that. And how do you keep track of it? I've literally had a list of questions because I am a question queen. I am forever asking questions. You know me, you know, this is true about me. So I'm always asking questions, but I can't remember. And then of course I get squirrel mentality because something else is taking over. And suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, what was that sign for that? Was that for this sign question, or was this question for that sign? I don't remember. So let's talk about how do you keep track of all of this? So one of the things that I have started doing is to turn around, and I have wrote things on my palm. This is my Palm Pilot, because on a Sharpie marker, because I just don't want to forget. But I will actually send myself an email, and in the subject line, I write the three signs I'm looking for. In the body of the email, I will say, you know, this sign belongs to a yes, this sign belongs to a no, and this is my ask another question sign. Deadline. And you know what? When Spirit wants you to know the answer, they will make sure you see it. So one of the times I was actually asking, should I turn around and do something with a friend of mine, and her name was Ashley. And I said, you know, I'm not sure, wasn't for whatever the reason was, I wasn't sure if I should have taken the time out. So I turned around and I said, let me see the word Ashley, word or picture in 24 hours or less. So, and I wanted to clarify that. I wanted to see a word or a picture, because sometimes you could see the word or hear the word, but sometimes you might hear it and you don't realize you heard it. So they might show it to you in a picture. So I always define word or picture. So turned around and I said, I would like to hear the word Ashley, word or picture in 24 hours time. No problem. I'm on my day doing everything, hadn't heard anything, forgot about the question in general because I had other things on my mind, was flipping through, watched something on TV, changed the channel, and sure enough, the word Ashley was across the entire screen. And it was for Ashley Furniture. But I would not have known it because something basically like nudged me to change a channel. So suddenly I changed a channel and there it was. You can't make this stuff up. It was there. I saw it. That was the answer. Now I'm picking up my phone to turn around and say, okay, what was that? Was that the yes or was that the no? You can also use little sticky notes. I have put sticky notes in my car. I have sent myself emails. I have sent myself text messages, someplace where you can actually remember what it was that you asked. But I think one of the bigger things is, and I have learned this, so I'm just going to save you a lot of time. Let it go. Ask the question, let it go. I have literally asked the question, jumped on Facebook, and I'm forever scrolling, looking. Is there? I want to know right now. It doesn't work like that. The minute I forget about it, they'll show it. I've learned this over and over again. Does it stop me from not panicking and looking every 5 minutes at every conceivable place? No, it doesn't stop me at all. I still do it. But believe it or not, there's a lot of times when they'll wait to the very last minute and all of a sudden I get the sign and I'm like, oh, did you guys have to wait that long? And I hear them giggling at me because I do get impatient. I want to know right now. And I've got more questions, but I have to wait for them to answer this one for me to get the next one. So that is just one of the things, but pay attention to those serendipity moments. You keep seeing something that's repeated over and over and over again, like my friend's name. It's there for a reason, and that's their way of reaching out to you. So you could literally turn on the radio, and the exact answer you were looking for happens to be the first lyric that you hear on the song. You can't make that stuff up. It's meant for you. So pay attention to those kind of things. Pay attention to your gut feeling. If you start getting goosebumps, that's also something just to pay attention to. You know, always remember to say please and thank you too. It's just really important. You know, when you get the answer, it's okay to say that worked really great for me. Can we do that again? That way, you know, they know that, hey, you're paying attention and that works. There's nothing wrong with that, but they want to talk. So just ask some questions. They want to help you. They're there. They're so close to you, you don't even realize it. So it's about asking the questions, finding out who it is that's speaking to you. Ask, create the signs. You know, if it's always the same sign over and over again, you know that it's going to be showing up in your vision. You know, like punch buggies. Suddenly everybody sees punch buggies all over the place. Of course, you're going to start noticing them more and more. So create different signs for different events and different circumstances. Shake it up a little. Do something unique. I had one situation where I had asked a question and I said, I want to see two giraffe heads for my yes, a pineapple for my no, and a toucan for ask another question. No lie, I happened to turn the corner at the mall, happened to be stuffed animals. There were two giraffe heads, a pineapple, and a toucan all in the window. I can't make this stuff up. I just laughed and I just seriously laughed. It was really a lot of fun. So anyway, we have a lot of other ways that you can get it, but I just want to remind you that you can actually give us a call for a free 30-minute channeling session with me, and we're going to take a quick break here, and I just want to say thank you, but we'll be right back. You are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
How do we realize deep self-love? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer this question. So first off, what is self-love? Self-love is complete, full acceptance of yourself in any moment, any circumstance. Why is this important? Because this is our ticket to freedom, to liberation within ourselves. The first step is noticing, seeing whenever you are seeking love, attention, validation, or acceptance in your external reality. Noticing that that is a sign that in that moment, in that experience or circumstance, you believe that you are unworthy or not enough. From here, you can turn in on yourself and in that very moment, love and fully accept yourself. This will allow you to realize deep self-love.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And I am your host, Lisa Ann. And I just wanted to say thank you again for joining us on the show today. We're talking about signs, serendipities, and suggestions. We've actually brought up a lot of different ways that we can create signs and a language. And it's truly, again, it's up to you to create the language that works for you. If you need to keep it simple, keep it simple. I have literally asked questions and I've said, I just want to see a balloon. And inevitably, I'll be going down the street and turning down and suddenly in front of a new home community, they've got a bunch of balloons. Or my path takes me by a new car lot that happens to have balloons. But I get very specific about what I'm asking for because they don't want there to be any question about what signs I'm getting. So I might ask for a balloon, but I want to see a balloon with a purple string. I can't tell you some of the most unique things that I have gotten. There's been conversations that I have been standing there with friends, and one of them was a toucan. I said, have somebody say the word toucan if this is the answer to the question. And no lie, we're standing there talking in the middle of a library. And no kidding, suddenly somebody says, you know, it'd just be like a toucan or something. And I'm thinking, you can't make that stuff up. So it's fun and you need to have fun with it. But again, it's important that if it works for you, keep doing it. And if it doesn't work for you, say so. This isn't working for me. I need to do something different. And that's going to be the important part. It's a language specific to you, your loved ones, guides, and angels. And it's okay to ask and just say, okay, I'm so grateful. You guys are helping me out and you're giving me answers. Test the waters. It's up to you. Test as much as you need. But if it works, say so. If it doesn't work, say so. Just say, that's not working for me. But again, remember, and I just want to stress this again, that there are some situations that your eyes will not be allowed to see, meaning you're not going to be able to find out the answer. If you're going to go down the slide and you are going to actually skin the back of your legs, they're not going to tell you. They want you to have the experience so that there's a lesson or a blessing that is learned. Sometimes it's a surprise, but sometimes it is a lesson. And there are things that they're going to hide from you about the situation because it's meant for it to happen. So you can't get too frustrated because they tell you everything that you wanted to know and then suddenly they drop the ball. They're there. They are always there. Just ask the questions though. And don't forget to say pleases and thank yous and just say, this is working for me. This is not working for me. But have fun. I have literally been in a Barnes & Noble. I have walked up and said, I don't know if I should buy this book or not. And I have asked a very unrelated question, picked up a random book, opened the book to a random page. Remember, thousands of books I have picked it up. And suddenly, no lie, I have turned around and the answer has been in there in front of me. And you could not have planned it any differently. But they're trying to talk to you all the time. And again, ask who it is. If you know it's Uncle Joe or Aunt Betty, if it's your grandparents, give them a specific sign. Nature is wonderful for them. Coins, feathers, just animals in general. Those are things you can't necessarily control. I have literally been walking and a feather has fallen from the sky in front of me. There's no way I could have planned it. But like my grandmother, she's a dragonfly. My great aunt is her number. It's the birth date. And it's also if I see a butterfly. If it's my grandfather, I know it's a red cardinal. So when these show up, word or picture, I know it's them. And it's their way sometimes of just saying, hi, we're here. Just want to let you know. There doesn't always have to be a question. But if there's a consistent, steady type of sign that they have, then when they show up, it's almost like them just blowing you a kiss and saying, we're here, we've got you, and it's all going to be okay. And even if it's just to say hi, it's always a good thing to know what those signs are. And of course, sometimes there's people that you don't want to hear from, but they still are trying to reach through to you because they may have an apology for you. But still, if you've got a sign, you can say, that doesn't work for me, and then just back it off. But anyway, just keep your heart open to that. And remember, always ask for the yes or pare the question down, the no, pare the question down or ask another question. So also, I just want to point out too that I have sometimes given an explanation to a question specifically. So I'll say, you know, is it okay for me to go ice skating on Friday? If it's a yes, give me a snow cone. If it's not a good decision for me because there's a good chance I'm going to break my leg, give me a no. And when I actually will type those things out or write them down in a format that I can refer back to, it's almost like, you know, when you were younger and you said, can I, and your parents or your authority figure said no, and you said, why not? And all they said was, because I said so. And that can get kind of frustrating. So you ask your angel something, they go, no. Why not? Well, you could ask another question, but in turn, you also could turn around and say, I know that there's a chance that this could happen. If that is the reason, here's the symbol or sign that I would like. And in turn, they're going to turn around and actually get with you, give you that answer, because it's going to be so helpful for you to know. But I have actually answered my own questions sometimes, but I still reach out and ask. Sometimes you just want confirmation. It's all for good. And know that you are in charge of making your own decisions. You have free will. You don't have to listen to what the answers are. But just remember, if you ask and they say, don't do something, and you do it and you fall down because of it, it was your own fault. But you have free will to make your own decisions. They're not going to stop answering you if you keep asking and they keep telling you and then you keep doing it on your own. But you are going to, in turn, run into some problems. And those are only lessons that are helping you to learn more. So anyway, your messages, you know, they're loved ones are trying to give you messages all the time, and just keep your mind and your heart open to the possibilities. Look and listen. It'll become second nature to you, and there's many ways that you can get a better understanding, but so many times we're missing the signs that they're trying to show us because we're busy. Our lives are so fast forward. We don't get a chance to actually know some of these things, but trust me, if you want to know the answer to something and it's really important, they will make sure that you see it. It's like that word, Ashley, when I changed the channel, it went the entire screen of my TV. It was the advertisement. But would I have seen it if I had not actually changed a channel? No. But if it's meant for you, it will repeat over and over and over again to make sure. And it's kind of like them going, yes, 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 no, no, no. So anyway, just kind of have fun with it. But anyway, I just want to say thank you all for joining me today. Ultimately, I just want you to practice, but you have been listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I am Lisa Ann, your host. And if you're interested in a reading from me, you can reach out to angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com. And I would love to talk with you further. I also have my Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. And I am looking forward to hearing from you. And we will be talking next week. We've got another exciting show, and we're going to be talking all about the Clairs. We're going to find out what your superpower is. Looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day. Be safe.
You have been listening to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U, .com.